Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 19th para, the 19th juz was recited, and it was Suratul Furqan. First, in the few pages were read the day before, and in Suratul Nur, the surah before it, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is calling us towards light, giving us da'wah towards light, nur. So when a person sometimes wants to get nur, there are certain hijabat and there are certain barriers by which a person cannot see the nur, he cannot see the light. So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala in this surah mentions the doubts which people had regarding three matters especially. One matter they had doubt was regarding Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. One matter in which they had doubt was regarding the Risalat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one matter which they had doubt was regarding the Qur'an al-Kareem. So in this surah, Suratul Furqan, Allah makes a fark. Allah Ta'ala clearly shows the distinction between truth and falsehood, between Tawheed and Shirk. Risalat following the Ami Alayhi Salatu Wasallam and following other people, not following Ami Alayhi Wasallam, finding doubt in them. And then the Qur'an al-Kareem, holding firm unto the Qur'an al-Kareem and the doubts which people had regarding the Qur'an al-Kareem. So in great detail Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions this here, a certain doubts which the people had about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that how come he walks around in the marketplaces, he's eating and drinking food. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says it's nothing far-fetched. The past Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam also, they had come with the same. They also used to walk in the marketplace. They used to also eat food. This is a part of human nature. So there's nothing wrong with this here. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala answers the kuffar. One doubt they had was, why doesn't the Qur'an al-Kareem come to us? Why doesn't the angels come to us? If only then we can also get the Qur'an, why did it come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says they've got a lot of pride within themselves. And the day they will see the angels, it will be too late for them. The angels will come down as a means of punishment for these people. On the day of Qiyamah, they will be, the zalims and oppressors will be biting their hands. And they will say, oh, if only I had taken a path of the Anbiya Alayhi Wasallam and followed the Anbiya Alayhi Wasallam. If only I hadn't taken so and so person as my friend. Rajulu ala dini khalili, a person is on the friend, the deen of his friend. Every one of you must be careful and see who exactly his friends are, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned. Because there on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be regretting, only if I had not taken so and so person as my friend. Peer pressure, it had led me to doing so many wrong things. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was one person who was inclined towards Islam and actually accepted Islam. And he came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of his friends came and he mocked him. And he made a joke of him. He said, I'll never ever speak to you again until you don't go, na'udhu billah, and spit in the face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this wretched person went and he spit in the Mubarak face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then to show his friendship with the other person, then Allah Ta'ala revealed his ayat of the Quran Sharif, the day of Qiyamah, how that person will regret if only he had taken the path of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says, I hadn't taken so and so person as my friend. He took me away from the path of guidance after he had come to me. And shaitan at that time, whether it's shaitan al-ins or shayateen al-jinn, the shaitan of the human beings or shaitan of the jinnat, they will leave a person in the lurch on that day. And it is the day when the Rasul will also complain to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that, oh Allah, my people have taken the Quran Sharif and thrown it behind their backs. They didn't worry about the Quran Sharif. The Quran will be a proof for a person, or it will be a proof against a person. May Allah make it such that we hold firm to the Quran Sharif, we read the Quran Sharif, and we practice on the teachings of the Quran Sharif. We propagate the teachings of the Quran Sharif. It must not happen on the day of Qiyamah that the Quran will be a proof against us. So anyhow, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then mentions that the dalail of Tawheed, where people had doubt, clear signs of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the day and the night, the sleep which a person is, he gets also, this also is a great bounty of Allah Ta'ala, the winds which Allah Ta'ala is sending, the rains which are coming down, all of this, if a person ponders, the oceans Allah has made, different kinds of waters, the sweet water and the salty water, and then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made a barrier in between them. And how Allah Ta'ala created human beings, He had made families amongst us. All of these are clear signs of Allah's qudrat and power. A person should look at these things and he should appreciate and understand Allah's greatness. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions the one group who has got doubt, and the other group who will accept that nur which Allah Ta'ala has given the Quran al-Kareem. There will be certain sifat and qualities in them, and they are called Ibadur Rahman, the true servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala mentions they have got 13 qualities within them. These 13 qualities to show that they are the true servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The first one, Allah says that they are walking on the earth with humility. They've got humbleness within themselves. There isn't pride and arrogance when a person is walking. Humility is something from the heart, but actually it is in the heart and it becomes manifest on a person's outside. When a person is walking now, so a person can realize that this is a man of humility. It's not just an outward show, but it actually manifests itself on the outside. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ, and when ignorant people speak to them, and their people on a start fight, قَالُوا السَّلَامَ, they say such words, رَفْءِ شَرْكِ بَاتِ, such words which remove that evil. They try to explain to the person, or they try to remove that the harm. in a nice way they explain to the person, or some of us didn't say that eventually that if the person is not prepared to accept, they make salam to the person, salamu alaikum, I don't want to fight with you, and they go away. Then the third quality Allah mentions that the nights they are spending in qiyam and sujjada wa qiyama, in making sajda and standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is tahajjud salat. And together with this, after doing all of the actions, رَبَّنَا اسْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمُ Oh Allah ta'ala, remove from us, turn away from us the azab of Jahannam. And this azab and punishment is very severe. Oh Allah, protect us from it. Then number five, when they are spending money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not go on the extremes, but they choose a moderate path. They do not spend all of the money, and in this way not fulfilling the rights of their family members. No, on the other hand, are they so stingy that even their basic zakat is not given, but they choose a moderate path. They fulfill and they're giving their money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They spend their wealth in the path of Allah ta'ala. They do not take any other gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not kill any person who Allah has made haram, except if there's a lawful right in the Shariat. And they never ever commit the action of zina, of fornication, of adultery, and all other things connected to the private path of immorality and evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if they have made a mistake, then immediately they make tawbah and they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. Allah will change the evil actions into good actions. Subhanallah, Hazrat Dami rahmatullah has given a whole bayan on this here, and he's explained that those people who are involved in certain gunas and sins, and they cannot come out of their gunas and sins, then a very simple solution which he has given is that he says every night, read two rakats of salah and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and think of Allah's bounties upon a person, and make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that from this ayat here, I've extracted this here, and I found many people have taken benefit. The person who makes tawbah always, he's got iman, and he does good actions by reading the two rakats of salah, and asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, and asking Allah ta'ala for help and assistance. He said, Allah will change, ulaika yubaddilullahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. Allah will change the evil qualities into good qualities. A person couldn't control his eyes, he couldn't control his tongue, he couldn't, whatever evils he had within himself. Hazrat says that Allah will give him such strength, which he himself will be shocked, that where I got this strength and ability. I was a person who could never control my gazes. I was a person who couldn't do this action. I couldn't, the family pressure was too much for me. I couldn't say anything in front of them. Now when Allah was giving such strength, he himself will be shocked, and he will come out from gunas and sins, which he thought was impossible, because a person who makes tawbah and does good actions, inna yatubu ilallahi mataba, Allah Ta'ala turns his attention towards that person. And if Allah's attention is on that person, Allah gives him strength, then who is that person who can turn him away from this? So this is one beautiful quality also of tawbah, and doing good actions. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ Those people who do not give false testimony, if they have to go to a court, they have to speak, then they are very particular about the testimony they are giving. They never speak lies at all, but especially in court, to a greater extent, a person never ever gives false oaths. Or another meaning can be, who do not attend places of futility, where there is music, where there is immorality taking place. In today's time, all the cinema halls and the music places and all of these kinds of, where there is futility, where Allah Ta'ala's commands are broken. لا يجوز الحضور في المجلس فيه المحضور. We learn from Hazrat and Hazrat Rakim Sahib, it is not permissible for a person to present himself in that place in which Allah Ta'ala's disobedience is taking place. A person should go away from there. So, إِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ when they have to walk past such places of lagh and futility, the مَرُّوا كِرَامَةً they walk past with honor and respect and dignity. They do not turn their attention towards those things. But for example, they will close their ears or they will turn their eyes and gaze it away, and they walk past from there. And also the ulama say that they will not look down upon those people who are there, but in their hearts will make dua for those people, that oh Allah, give these people hidayat and guidance and take them out from these places of futility, how Allah Ta'ala has saved oneself. And وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ when they are reminded of the ayat and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately they say سَمِعْنَا وَطَعْنَا, they do not fall upon it deaf and blind, but they accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they hear, and they come across the hukam and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they immediately accept it. And those people who make not only walid about themselves, but they make dua, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا Oh Allah, grant us from our children and our wives the coolness of our eyes. There must be the coolness of our eyes. In deen also, when we come home, we see them engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will give coolness to a person's eyes. Or the ulama say, can also mean you want to see them in good health, in good conditions, your family members, your children. And وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا There's different meanings ulama have given. One meaning is that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant myself and my family such high levels of taqwa that other people will look up to us and they will also want to become like us. So we will become the imams of the muttaqeen. When other people look at us, they will say, no, we want to follow these people, and they will start following that person. And this will be a means of isale sawab for a person continuously, sadaqa jariya. When a person leaves this world, people are following him, then this will be a means of rewards for a person. So this is a very beautiful dua. Ulama say before a person gets married also, he makes dua, and the dua is for to get a wife, and the coolness of the eyes. When a person gets married also, to continue making this dua. Before getting children also, a person should make this dua. After getting children also, a person should make this dua. So it's a dua which a person should continuously make, and is a sign of the Ibadur Rahman, the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should try to bring this dua into our lives. And at least after every namaz, we try to read this dua. So it's a very beautiful dua, and it's got great, great meaning and great benefits. And Allah says, for such people, ulaika yurizuna al-ghurfata bima sabaru, because they have to make sabr to bring these qualities into their lives. So Allah will grant them high, high levels in Jannat. Balakhana, the high lofty palaces of Jannat, and inside there they will be getting greetings all the time from the angels, and salamati and peace and safety and protection, and they will remain there forever and forever. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ. If you don't turn your attention to Allah, you do not worship Allah Ta'ala, Allah won't care about you. Allah is not in need of you. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So become ibadur Rahman, the servants of Rahman, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not ibadur Shaitan, the servants and the followers of Shaitan. May Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding. The next surah is Surah Al-Shu'ara, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that after the Nur has come now, and there was Furqan, clear between truth and falsehood, Allah has made clear Tawheed and Risalat and Akhirat and Quran Sharif. Allah has made it clear, a person should follow it. Now in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the quality of Azizur Rahim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very powerful, and Allah ta'ala can destroy nations with his qudrat and power. And on the other hand, Allah is most merciful. So those who will accept this nur, will accept this guidance, then Allah Ta'ala will maybe his manifestation of rahmat and mercy upon them. And those who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will show them and place upon them his quality of aziz, his anger and his power, and Allah Ta'ala will destroy them. So the first people who Allah Ta'ala mentioned is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went to Fir'aun, and Fir'aun claimed uluhiyat, I am a god, I am a divine god. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to him, showing clear signs, but he was not prepared to accept, and how eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people, and they were fire worshippers, and they used to worship the fire, or you can see in today's time, like Satan worshippers, they were his father and all his people. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave them a beautiful da'wah. He explained the qudrat and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because to explain to people, the first thing explained to them, he mentioned that innahum aduwwun li, all of these idols, whatever they are all my enemies, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who created me. Allah is the one who guided me. Allah is the one who gives me food to eat. Allah is the one who gives me water to drink. And when I become sick, Allah is the one who gives me shifa and cure. And the one who gives me death. And Allah is the one who will give me life again on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah is the one who I hope that Allah will forgive my gunas and my sins on the day of Qiyamah. So after mentioning these five signs of Allah's qudrat and Allah's power, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made five beautiful du'as also. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the knowledge of deen, hukm and true understanding of deen, wa alhikni bis salihin, and Allah Ta'ala always join me in the company of the righteous and the pious people. The Nabi of Allah is making dua that he also must stay in the company of the righteous and the pious. It shows the importance of suhbah, the importance of company. The person must always try to remain in the company of the pious. And we should actually make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just a person does it, but as some sahaba radiallahu anhu, we get tabi'in, they should make dua that Allah grant me zukni jalisan saliha, grant me a pious companion. So if the Anbiya alayhi salam are making dua also to be in the company of the righteous and the pious. وَجَعَلْنِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. That Allah make me لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ, the tongue of truth. That means people must speak good and the truth also regarding me in later generations. Give me such qualities that people will speak good about me. And when the people will speak good about me, then they will start following me also, and they will use me as an example, and I will get the reward in the year after. And then وَجَعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ, amongst those people who will inherit the gardens and of bounties, of great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive my father. At that time his father was an idol worshipper. He was still alive. So Allah forgive him, give him iman, take him out of kufr. And وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ, Allah do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. Even the Anbiya alayhi salam, imagine the fear they've got. Do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. In the fourth quarter we did, where the people of Ul al-Bab, the intelligent people also are mentioned, and they also the dua which they are making, وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that Allah do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. So despite how much of piety they had, what high status they had, but the fear was amongst the pious people, as I mentioned yesterday in the majlis, that the fear has to be within every person. I must not become disgraced on the day of Qiyamah. One action, we know our own lives. If a person takes a tape recorder and listens to himself after one day, how many things we speak, how many wrong things we do. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, the life, the big screen will be played out. If every single person's life from the time he maybe became mature till the end of his life, what and what actions a person had done, how embarrassing it will be for a person. Obviously, if a person makes tawbah, inshallah, Allah will wipe off that file. But really, we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to make this dua at least. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Or we read the dua of the fourth para. It's a sunnah also when a person wakes up for tahajjud salat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read it also. At night also we read the dua, that whole ruku, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ. We should try to read it at night to get the reward of the whole night ibadat. And it was the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to wake up for tahajjud salat, he used to read the two pages again. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ. And the dua comes there also. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Or some narrations say when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk outside, he used to look at the sky and look up, and then he would read those two pages. And so the person must ponder also that Allah Ta'ala did not create us on the day of Qiyamah, the day when your money won't be of benefit, your children won't be of benefit, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except the person who comes to Allah Ta'ala with a sound and a clean and a pure heart, a sound heart, a healthy heart. Now, as it says, the opposite of this is قَلْبِ السَّقِيمِ, a sick heart. So it shows you get a healthy heart and you get a sick heart. So here the Qalb al-Salim, and they made certain alamat and signs which Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, which we have learned from Hazrat, that what is the sign of a person who's got a healthy heart is, one is a person is spending his money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shows he's got a healthy heart, he's sending it to the akhirat. And number two, he's bringing up his children and putting them on the right path. And number three, he is saving himself from all kinds of wrong and incorrect beliefs and aqidas. And number four, he is saving himself from such shahwat and desires which will take a person towards the fire of Jahannam, even anger and lust and desire which takes a person towards the fire of Jahannam. And number five is a person who he puts in his heart no one else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the highest level, obviously. A person makes an effort that his heart must become completely pure from all else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people who did not accept Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's tawheed and oneness, they will be all flung in the fire of Jahannam. They will be completely destroyed, and the people of Iman were saved. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and five Anbiya alayhi salam thereafter mentioned, and all of them came to the people and they said, Allah tattaqoon, don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why don't you build up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I am a Rasul, a trustworthy messenger, I have come to you. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow me. Build up your relationship with Allah and follow the Anbiya alayhi salam. I'm not asking you for any wealth. My wealth is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My reward is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people, they were not prepared to accept. And this is one of the reasons, because of the they felt the poor people are like, they had this thing that we are very rich people and we can't sit with the poor people, so they were not prepared to accept. Hud alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people, they were building houses, la'allakum takhludun, palaces, like though, as if though you're going to live forever and forever, and they made zulam and oppression upon people. So because of this, that luxurious life they were living in enjoyment of the dunya, forgot akhirah, they were destroyed. So alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people, they also had all the gardens and enjoyments and the resorts. And from the hotels, from the mountains, they were building beautiful, beautiful mansions and yagare, or you can say all kinds of things which will remain after they passed away also. It must be a memorial for them. All of these people, they were destroyed because of that. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people, they were involved in the evil action of homosexuality. And he told them, Inni li'amalikum min al-qalin. I've got great hatred for you people's action. So a person actually must not just feel it in his heart, but actually he must verbally proclaim, I've got hatred for this evil action of the homosexuals. What an evil action they are doing. And you must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi najini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. Allah save me and my family from the actions which these people are involved in, which they are getting. And today's time, the whole world, unfortunately, has become a sickness. Encouragement giving towards this. So at least make dua for ourselves, our family members. And Allah must remove this curse from the surface of the earth. And then the last is Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam's incident is mentioned. He gave da'wah to his people and they were involved in cheating in their businesses, in their business practices, and how much of oppression they were doing upon other people. And the kufr and shirk also. And they went against the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah's quality of aziz, Allah's power and grandeur came, and Allah Ta'ala completely destroyed them. And those who were the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's quality of rahmat came upon them and they were saved and protected. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also the ending, this is called Surah Al-Shu'ara, about the Shu'ara, those who are poets and musicians who are all misguided, and how they will take the people towards the fire of Jahannam. Those people who have got Iman and do good actions, and their ashar and their poetry is to encourage a person towards deen, then there is no problem with these people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excludes them from those poets who are the misguiding people. The next surah is Surah Al-Naml, and in Surah Al-Naml Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that finally when Allah has given so many warnings and told the people, Dawud is given towards the people, if people are not prepared to accept, then eventually Allah's azab and punishment comes down upon the mu'anideen, those who are stubborn and not prepared to accept. Like how when a person goes to the doctor and he's got a certain boil, so now they may try all the kinds of medication. Eventually when everything fails, then eventually they take the scalpel and they do surgery on that person. And now that madda, that filth and dirt is taken out, otherwise it will affect the whole body. So when the Ambiya alayhi wasalam made the full amount of effort, and then still too they were not prepared to accept, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually destroyed these people from the surface of the earth. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Firaun, and how eventually after clear signs were shown to him, he did not accept, and he was destroyed. Dawud and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the actions they had, and the beautiful dua which he made, that, oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq and ability to make shukr of your ni'amah which you had bestowed upon me and my parents. Wa an a'mala salihan tarzahu. And oh Allah, I must do such good actions which you are pleased with. And the ulama say that amal salih is not sufficient. A person does a good action. It's a very great thing to do a good action, but then Allah must become happy with that action. As Hazrat mentioned yesterday in the bayan, that is not sufficient just a person now, he does a good action, but is Allah happy with my action or not? So look at the dua. One amal salihan tarzahu. I must do such a good action, oh Allah, by which you are pleased. And وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Join me through your mercy amongst the true and pious servants. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if a person wants hidayat and guidance, one small bird also is sufficient. The Hudhud went to Sulaiman, he went to Bilqis, and she accepted Iman and Islam because of one small bird. On the other hand, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people, and he showed them a huge sign, in the sign of a camel. But these people are not prepared to accept. So despite seeing a huge camel, they did not accept hidayat. So it's a big sign also, and if you're not prepared to accept, you'll be destroyed. And a small sign, one small bird, and Allah ta'ala gave hidayat and guidance by means of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and the small ant also Allah ta'ala mentions in Surah An-Naml, how he saved his people because of the fikr and concern which he had for his people. So he told his people, he tried to save them from Sulaiman alayhi salam and his people being destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked this action of his so much that he was mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And then the story of Bilqis is mentioned, that how Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he had made a certain palace, and yet there was water, and on top of the water, like in today's time, it's easy to understand, we have got this glass over the water, and a person walks over the glass, and you actually think it is water. So she walked over, and then she lifted up her dress, and her skin became exposed, because she thought it was water. And then when she saw the stair, then she immediately realized she had made a mistake. Inni zalamtu nafsi, I made a zulam and oppression upon myself, and accept Islam of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. The ulama say beautifully that intihan and intelligence she had, that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to show her that it wasn't water, it was a manifestation of water. Mazhare pani, it was a manifestation of water. So when she saw the manifestation of water, she thought it to be water. Now she realized that I had seen a manifestation of Allah's qudrat, I saw the sun, and I was worshipping the sun. It was just a manifestation of Allah's qudrat. Allah Ta'ala was behind the whole control of the sun. So don't make the mazhar, the manifestation of Allah's qudrat in the world, make it the khuda and make it the god. These are just signs for a person to look at and to realize Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power. So how she had made a mistake here, she realized I had made a mistake there. I thought the glass to be water. It wasn't water. It was just a sign of the water. I had seen the sun and I thought it to be khuda and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wasn't Allah. It was just a sign of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat and power. So when she saw this here, she realized the mistake she had made. And eventually she accepted Islam. And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam again, over and over in the Quran, that he told his people, are you fulfilling your desires with men, leaving besides women? But these people had become so warped, their minds. They said, take out Lut alayhi salatu wasalam from your village. These are people who want to become pure. So purity actually became an evil word, a swear word. They want to become pure, they want to become good. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we saved him and his family. And وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا, we sent down stones upon these people, such an evil action, and they were completely destroyed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all of these evils, the evils of the past nations, and to follow the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala give us true understanding.